This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back on What's On Your Mind. Great hour for you. Stay tuned. We're going to talk to the Patriot Barbie in just a moment here, who has fought mask mandates and has some resolve here for you. Also, Brad Blakeman, top advisor to George W. Bush 20 years ago, 9/11, big decisions. Compare that to this Afghanistan mess under Biden. And then Twyla Blotsky will join us, third-generation Butler, new president of the family-owned Butler Machinery, Butler Ag, and we'll be a big iron with our friends from Butler. Very much looking forward to that coming up in just a couple of weeks. Our guest is the author of The Patriot, our guest is often called The Patriot Barbie, the author of a new book called Targeted, One Mom's Fight for Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness. One of the first businesses to defy lockdowns last year was hers. Lindsay, welcome to What's On Your Mind.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
So just give me your overall thoughts of the second wave, another year of these government-mandated restrictions. Freedom seems to be in short supply around the USA. You've lived this. What do you think as the second wave comes? What do we need to do better?
Well, we need to not comply, that's for sure. I was alarmed at the compliance we saw the first year, so that was 18 months ago. You've had time to research and pray about it and learn the truth for yourself. We now know that we have been deceived, that we've been misinformed, probably on purpose. And so 18 months later, if they're doing it again, you have to ask yourself why. And not only are they doing it again, they're doing it while they're claiming that masks have worked and vaccines work. So if either of those things work, why in the world are we locking businesses down for the second time? There is no legality and no authority to do this to business owners and make them enforce masks in the first place, and yet now they're going to go do it again. If anyone thinks that by complying that they are not furthering the agenda, they're very, very confused about what's going on here. We need to stand up and just defy these tyrannical mandates.
So far, where we live, North and South Dakota and Minnesota, Minnesota's no picnic and a very woke governor. But so far this go around, we have recommendations. Mostly, the state legislature prevented a mask mandate from happening again in North Dakota, even though we had the shortest mask mandate, thankfully, in the last go around. South Dakota, what a freedom governor there with Kristi Noem, doesn't yep. have it. But, you know, the wave is coming. There's no doubt about that. We're seeing it in schools, where it is mandated. Parents are calling us saying, they are treated to visits from the school resource officer and trips for their child to the principal's office until they comply and wear the mask. What research do you rely on? What advice do you give anybody that is subject to a mask mandate? I've often said if a business decides to do it, the business can suffer the consequences or reap the benefit based on what their customers say. But they own the business, so it's hard for me to say, hey, you shouldn't do that. I can decide whether to go there or not. I think government mask mandates, school board mask mandates, county, state health officers, that's where our battle is. Would you agree with that, Lindsay?
I would. Well, they're taking the battle, like you said, they're taking the battle and they're politicizing it on the business level, right? So if you've got a business that does or does not enforce, right there, the public has already decided what kind of business you are or are not. They've drawn the line between Democrats and Republicans that if you don't enforce masks, well, obviously you're, you know, a racist Trump supporter and, you know, you're killing people. And if you do enforce them, oh, you're a mask Nazi and, you know, you're infringing on my rights. They've made it so political with their misinformation that it's gone farther than, well, I'm not going to enforce it. It's black and white, and it's dividing the country. And the citizens are dividing the country, but the government has divided the country by continuing with the propaganda of, you know, trying to work the numbers in a way on mainstream media that say we should all be terrified of dying of this when the numbers really don't reflect that. And the government's not taking any risk by doing this. They're putting all of the risk on the business owners by saying, we have created this mandate. By the way, it's not a law. We've created it, and you're going to enforce it. But by the way, we are not going to pay you. We're not going to give you any tax cuts. There's no benefit to it. And you're going to have to deal with the hostile, violent situations that arise from it. So you go ahead and take that risk for us. Thanks. Have a great day.
Where do you, give me some of the worst examples you've seen around the country and remind me where you fought this battle yourself.
So I fought my battle in Oregon. I opened up last year, 6 weeks into the lockdown, I opened my salon. My governor terrorized me. She sent every single state agency she could, not because I was breaking the law, but because she wanted to shut me down because I was, you know, showcasing that there was no authority for me to not be open. I had every right to be open, and I did prove that. She opened salons 2 weeks after that. But, you know, who never came after me was law enforcement. Well, if these mandates are laws, you'd have law enforcement getting involved, and they're not. They're issuing letters to the public saying, these mandates are tyrannical. This is a dictatorship, and we are not enforcing them. That should tell the American citizens something, that they have a right to stand up for what they believe in.
And as far as the masks themselves and the effectiveness, you can only, you know, go to the CDC and see it's one of many recommendations. There's new studies now that have been, with the benefit of time, proving that, you know, the handout freebie masks that are the majority used are somewhere less than 10% effective in stopping the viral load of COVID. You know, there's enough evidence here that, you know, it's sort of more of an optics measure. Tony Fauci was right the first time when he said this pandemic, this virus, masks are not going to be that effective, but they become the symbol of COVID. What advice would you give to anybody who is a health freedom warrior on this front to use specifically on the mask not even helping the situation?
What advice do I give them to stand up to it?
Yeah, what evidence do you use? What's the argument? What is, you know, again, specifically on masks, I mean, what
right.
Arm the listeners and business owners with the data that you use on this, Lindsay.
Okay, so the data for me, prior to opening my salon, the data I have now is this. I opened my salon 6 weeks into lockdown, so May of 2020, 18 months ago. I never enforced masks, never. None of the stylists wore them. None of the clients wore them. And we were open on a regular operational basis for the last 18 months, and not a single case of COVID was even contracted at the salon, not even a possibility. No one got sick, client or stylist. So for 18 months, during the time, the prime time when the government was saying, people are dying if you don't mask up, wear two masks. We were wearing zero masks in close contact with clients, and not a single person got COVID. No one in my family has gotten COVID. No one in my inner circle that I've had contact with has had COVID. To me, that's science. I shattered the illusion. I disobeyed, and this is why they've got to regain control of everyone again. Because if we all open up and nobody gets as sick and starts dying because we're all developing herd immunity, which is our God-given immunity, they are going to be exposed. And they've been exposed in my world. That's my science. I went against everything you said, and I didn't die of COVID, and nobody got COVID around me. So what does that tell you?
By the way, interestingly enough, Deborah Birx was here, and I asked her, give me your best example why masks are you know, that vitally important. What do you give me the science, give me the data. And do you know that she said, well, a salon, we have an example where, you know, somebody had COVID, but they were masked up and nobody else got COVID. Well, you just gave us the same example, but nobody had masks on. So, you know, again, they love to give us these anecdotal examples where they don't work. And you've got an example where they do work. Here's an example that they didn't. I think, again, it's a health freedom issue. It's America. If you choose to follow one of several recommendations from CDC, do it. If you own the business, explain it to your customers. But the idea that your stylist, Lindsay, or some, you know, 18-year-old waiter or waitress or hostess or host at a restaurant should be the ones that enforce this is just flat out ridiculous, isn't it?
It is. It's ridiculous. This is why the unemployment rate is so high. A, you've got the government handing out free money to sit on your butt. Who isn't going to take that, right? Not me. No, thank you. But most lazy Americans are. Secondly, you've got now vaccine and mask mandates where, okay, well, I could take a job, but they're going to make me wear a mask or make me get vaccinated. No, thank you. Thirdly, if I do take the job and I agree to wearing a mask, I now have to enforce masks on other people, whether I believe in it or not. I get to handle the violent, volatile clients that don't want to wear a mask for minimum wage? No, thank you. No wonder no one wants to work. They need to let businesses operate freely the way that they agreed that they were going to let private businesses operate years ago. And if they want this country to ever go back to normal, they've got to get their nose out of our business, literally, and let us run things the way we want, not politicize it, not crucify those who don't enforce it. Let 16-year-olds go to work and seat people at a table without also having to be the mask police when it's not their job and they're not being paid, they're not being compensated for it, and they're definitely not being trained to do it.
Now we know why they call you the Patriot Barbie. She's the author of Targeted, One Mom's Fight for Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness. If you need, warrior spirit in this time of a lack of health freedom, read the book. You'll love it. One of the first business owners to defy lockdowns out in Oregon last year. Lindsey Graham, thank you.
Thank you very much.
How's that for fighter spirit? More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Happy Labor Day, friends. We'll continue with more after this. I'm Scott Hinnom. Don't go away.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Bring that sweet tooth into PetroServe USA for some great specials. Hershey's or Reese's candy bars, the big ones, $1.39 for the king size, only 79 cents for the standard size. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Pringles at PetroServe USA, just $1.49. Jack's Links, original or teriyaki, only $4.49. And don't forget any size fountain pot for coffee or cappuccino, just 79 cents. Red Bull energy drinks, big 16-ounce size, 3 for $5. PetroServe USA. From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation, two making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25% to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I love North Dakota for a lot of reasons, but one of the primary reasons is just the work ethic, the DNA, the salt of the earth nature of freedom-loving, God-fearing, Constitution-worshipping even Americans. You're just wonderful. And what a day to say thank you for being who you are, North Dakota, never being afraid of a good hard day's work. It's a Labor Day holiday. Hope you're enjoying it. Special edition of What's on Your Mind today, brought to you by friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, the pros at indoor air quality. That's right, indoor air quality. More important now than probably any time in our lifetime. Think about Our life has been shut down because of the virus. And it's times like this, pros like A.J. Thompson and Sons say we're here to help. Better indoor air quality means less bugs in your ear. Ask long-term care. Hospital facilities. The air exchange, extremely important. Numbers plummet with the help of good indoor air quality. Find out more at H-A-T and Sons, hatandsons.com. Tell them Scott sent you. Brad Blakeman, senior advisor to George W. Bush, the 43rd president of the United States. 20 years ago, the decisions made because of what happened on 9/11, undone by the Biden administration. Deputy assistant to President George W. Bush, the 43rd president of the United States, member of his senior White House staff, and a 30-year veteran of presidential politics and service, Brad Blakeman, Fox News contributor with us. Brad, thanks for the time today.
My pleasure.
There's a victory lap happening for the Biden administration on the, they call it a historic event where there's no troops in Afghanistan for the first time in 20 years. Your old boss, George W. Bush, put troops there. What do you make of what's happened the last couple of weeks here?
Well, this has been a cut and run by America. We've left Americans behind. We've surrendered the sovereignty of a country we tried to help to terrorists that we swore to eradicate. And we did a pretty good job of doing that until President Biden showed up. And President Biden told us a month ago there would be no chaos, no Americans left behind. Well, we know there's chaos. Americans are left behind. In addition, the Afghan civilian government and military folded like a cheap suit, got out of the country, left America holding the bag, and there's nothing to pay for it. The Taliban, ISIS, and others not only have a country, but they have the spoils of war with absolutely millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of equipment, Humvees, rifles, missiles, ammunition, to be used against the Afghan people and innocents, and they're going to export that terror again. And as we come upon the 20th anniversary of 9/11, the very people who caused that are now reborn.
Is this intentional or incompetence?
Either is bad. I would like to believe it's incompetence, because intentional would be unimaginable, but I happen to believe that Democrats believe in their heart that the American people in 2 weeks will be onto something else, that they're not concerned with Afghanistan, and they're not concerned with Americans left behind, and they're not concerned about being attacked again. I think they're wrong.
I know that Donald Trump wasn't exactly George W. Bush's flavor, but I have to believe that the 43rd president looks at this situation and says one president had a conditions-based withdrawal, had us down to 2,500 troops, and the Taliban running scared. Another president negotiated with the Taliban, allowed them to say, no, well, you know, give us Bagram. You don't need Bagram. Allowed them to say, no, 831 must hold. And, you know, no casualties for over a year under Trump. Now we have the chaos. What's George W. Bush thinking today, given the fact that he led this nation into this effort in Afghanistan to rout out the terrorists?
Well, I haven't talked to him. I can't get in his mind, but I served him for 3 years in the White House. And, you know, I would have to believe that President George W. Bush would have never surrendered to terrorists. He vowed to bring them to justice, and he did just that after we were attacked on 9/11. And I lost my nephew. He's a first responder at the South Tower saving people, and he died saving people. I was the only person in the White House who lost a family member. So I saw things a little differently. I was watching everything that was being done in the White House as a member of President Bush's senior staff, and I was never more proud of a president and an administration that took it to those who attacked us. And now Joe Biden is president, who, by the way, is in president name only. He's being ruled by a committee, and he's rolled out every once in a while, and he can't even do that well to deliver remarks. He's basically surrendered America's sovereignty. And by the way, our enemies and adversaries are watching this: China, Russia, Iran, and they see that America has lost its power and lost its place. And they'll exploit that as well.
Who's on this committee? I don't think the American people, if they did elect Joe Biden, if we actually had election integrity, elected a committee to be president. Who's on this committee that's running the show, in your belief?
It's the chief of staff. It's Pelosi. It's Schumer. It's the Secretary of State. It's a handful, at best, of non-elected officials within the White House. And they basically give a script to the president, who's incapable of delivering it. And, you know, he is a president in name only. We can see it in his actions. We can see it in his policies. There's no command and control at the White House. And Kamala Harris is a vice president in name only. But can you imagine, put yourself in the shoes of a chief of staff of vice president. You know that there's a crisis in the Middle East with Afghanistan. You know that NATO is concerned about cutting and running of America. And yet, where does the vice president go? To Singapore and Vietnam. I mean, it is so out of touch, it's unbelievable.
It sure is. What will the damage be from this internationally? I hope the damage, honestly, is to the American people getting a better understanding of the lack of leadership. But the actual damage that will be wrought for decades as a result of this will be what, in your view, Brad?
Well, I think the immediate danger is the fact that Americans have been left behind. They'll either be killed or exploited or ransomed. The greater danger beyond Afghanistan is the fact that China has been emboldened. Russia has been emboldened. Iran has been emboldened. North Korea has been emboldened because they know that America is not capable of rising to the occasion to be the great power that we were. Biden is not going to be a president who is a powerful president as far as America's leadership is concerned. It's only through strength that we avoid bad things happening to our country, economically or militarily or terrorism. And weakness invites exploitation. And that's my fear, is that you know, there'll be a reborn of exploiting America's weakness.
A 30-year veteran of presidential politics and the service, a member of the senior staff of the 43rd president, George W. Bush. You see him on Fox News. You hear him on What's on Your Mind, Brad Blakeman. Thanks for your thoughts today.
My pleasure. Take care.
What's on Your Mind brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Did you know oil and natural gas touches every corner of North Dakota? This industry is everywhere. It's true. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas, advancing the possibilities of education, of roads and bridges and water projects in North Dakota. ndpetroleum.org. More of What's on Your Mind after this. Greta Van Susteren is back. She's joining Newsmax as host of their new show, The Record with Greta Van Susteren. Starting June 14th, Greta reports on the big stories from Washington, giving you the facts you need to know. Greta is smart, asks the tough questions, and is always fair. Greta is journalism the way it ought to be. I made the switch to Newsmax like millions of others. So make the switch and watch Greta Van Susteren. Get info about her new show by texting the word Greta to 39747. Or go to GretaIsBack.com. That's GretaIsBack.com. Make the switch today to Newsmax. It's America's fastest growing cable news channel. And get the latest on Greta's new show. Text Greta to 39747. Newsmax is real news for real people. I watch it all the time and you should too. And Greta is back. For the latest, text Greta to 39747. Greta at 39747.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Agatha was expected to fall apart over the mountains of Mexico and dissipate by Wednesday, but there is a small chance its remnants could emerge in the Gulf of Mexico, where it could become the Atlantic Basin's first named storm of 2022. U.S. Navy Command Master Paul McCrory on Fox News Monday morning.
Well, this morning there's going to be a tomb wreath laying at the Tomb of the Unknown. We also do a wreath laying at the U.S. Navy Memorial in the in the capital region. There's also a couple of parades that the all of the different service branch ceremonial guards will be partaking in, and it's all to pay tribute to our fallen shipmates and soldiers that have come before us and paid the ultimate sacrifice.
We are USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's a new president of the third-generation family-owned Butler Machinery Company with us today to talk about an expansion into two states, entrance into a new territory, and about the culture of the Butler Machinery Company. And we're going to talk a little bit about Big Iron, too, because we're excited to be out of Big Iron with the team from Butler. And the Butler Machinery Arena is a new addition to the Big Iron grounds. It should be a lot of fun. The president and CEO, fourth family member to lead Butler, is with us, Twyla Plotsky. Hi, Twyla.
Good afternoon. Good to be here.
Do you feel the pressure of being the fourth family leader, fourth family member to lead this great company?
I do feel the pressure when you have a legacy like that before you, and you know that for 65 years you've been in business. You sure hope you're not the one to mess it up. It is a lot of pressure.
But it's good blood.
It's good pressure.
You rely on that bloodline, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What lessons do you take from your parents, from your grandparents in this?
You know, I'm one that likes to look at history and learn from it and to be true to who we are. And so for the fact that we were a dirt contractor prior to becoming a machinery company, our focus has always been on supporting that customer after the sale. And that has stayed true all the way through. It's in our roots. It's in our DNA. And no matter whether it's construction or egg, we like to support that customer any way we can.
What does that look like to support the customer after the sale?
For us, it's 24/7. We have service departments that answer phones 24/7. We'll find a technician to send out. We have parts, once again, 24/7. You can call in an emergency number. We can get you the part. Person comes in and pulls it. We have salesmen that answer their phones at all times and hours. So in a time where people are maybe closer held to their personal life versus work life, I think we still have a culture in our company of always taking care of that customer, no matter the time or day.
And what do your customers say about that?
Well, I've had quite a few customers that say the salesman may have sold the first machine, but your product support sells the second, third, and fourth. We've also been complimented by customers that we may be 50 miles farther than their previous supplier, but we support them better, even though we're farther away. So it's a nice compliment.
And I know for a fact that I've heard stories from your employees about the culture and recognizing when you're living up to those standards. So you recognize your employees, too. And this little coin that you gave me a copy of, I'd heard about before, talking about excellence and safety and the team and customer-driven and integrity and accountability with the mission right on the back to build long-term relationships founded on trust, creating mutual growth and success. Talk about this and what it's for.
Well, our mission did change slightly, and I took out the term with our customers in there. It used to be to build long-term relationships with our customers founded on trust. So for me, they're still super important and a cornerstone of who we are. But it's also about building relationships with one another. Within our company, we spend a lot of time with these people. So how are we with them? How are we in our communities? How are we with our suppliers? So that shift in focus has been kind of the cornerstone of us building out who the new Butler is. And I say the term new, it's kind of been always been there, but it's kind of reinvigorating it. In our five values that turned into six a couple years ago, adding safety, that is who we are. It's what defines us as a company, as a team, and really gives us a purpose for every day that we're there and how to make decisions.
Talk a little bit about the challenges today. I mean, just getting equipment is a challenge. And obviously, your father before you and your brother before you and your grandfather, they didn't necessarily have COVID and, you know, supply chain disruptions like we have now. I mean, this is an extraordinary time, and people who are there with a check or cash on the barrelhead can't even get the machines sometimes from some of your competitors. How are you maneuvering that at Butler?
Day by day, it is definitely a challenge. And there's no doubt when I took over the company and a pandemic hit right afterwards, it was like, now what? Definitely couldn't look to the past to learn from that. But with our suppliers, we are constantly in touch with them on what we have going on and working within them, getting their supply. On the egg side of the business, we had geared up ahead of it. We had orders in, gearing up for our Fendt launch. So we are probably positioned a little bit differently than others in that we already had those orders in. So we are going to be sitting, I think, fairly well on the egg side of the business throughout the year. On the construction side, we're just taking it day by day with Caterpillar and how we source equipment from other dealers to fit the needs of our customers.
Let's talk a little bit about Fendt for a minute. You know, for long as I can remember, it's always been a battle versus, you know, red, green, yellow, and kind of like Ford, Chevy, Chrysler, right? But you're green now, too, and embracing it, right?
We are, and we call it a different shade of green. But we're excited about what Fendt brings us for an opportunity from the engineering that is there in those machines and what customers are already experiencing with the Gold Care program of having support for 5 years after the machine is sold. A lot of excitement around it, and we're excited that we're able to deliver that to our three states that we're offering ag, and now four states with Montana.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a minute as well. Talk about Fendt and some of the innovation you see from them. I'm just a radio guy, but I've seen up close some of this innovation and technology, and I'm seeing the combines and seeing the tractors at Big Iron, and it's, to me, even to a city kid, extraordinary what you see in the way of a difference there. But talk about what they've brought to this market.
Well, the biggest thing for us was the CVT transmission and how the power is put to the ground. But I will be the first to tell you, I am not the machine expert, did not grow up operating the machine, so I'm not a spec person. Mark Madsen, happy to have him come over here for a talk. But for me, from what I've heard from our customers that have them, they are very excited about the operation and how they stand up for horsepower to the ground and what they're able to get accomplished with them.
Fascinating. We're chatting with Twyla Boski today. She is the fourth family member to lead the company, Butler's new president and CEO. Let me ask you a little bit about Big Iron and the fact that folks that attend Big Iron today, which for folks that don't know, is a big deal. I don't know what else to say, but in agriculture, all of the people that come from around the world to see the latest and the greatest in ag equipment and all the innovation that happens there, the minds that come together as much as the machines that come together, is pretty extraordinary. And there is a new Butler Machinery Arena right in the middle of the Big Iron grounds, and folks will see that for the first time. Talk about that decision, Twyla.
Well, we are really excited when the River Valley Fair came to us and talked to us about having that sponsorship of the building. And the fairgrounds in general, I was a 4-H-er growing up. It's near and dear to my heart. For 10 years, the fair was the highlight of my summer, and a lot of great memories out there. But being offered up the sponsorship of that building, I think, really brings the support of the agriculture to the whole community. Big Iron is huge for our region and how many people it brings into that show, and showcases all the different brands and lines that are out there. And to be a partner, really, with them for items all year round at the fairgrounds, we're really excited to do that with them.
Yeah, and that arena just isn't a Big Iron Butler Machinery Arena. It's there all year long. There's events going on right there. In fact, a big fireworks show underway as we speak, and you can't get in there with all the credentials in the world because of the amount of explosives that are there and the different receptions that will be happening in the Butler Machinery Arena. But good point. It's going to be it's going to live well beyond Big Iron every year. Specific to Big Iron and the kind of equipment you'll have there and availability equipment, talk a little bit about that.
Well, for our show, we'll showcase everything that we have from our Fendt lineup, other AGCO brands such as Massey, Rogator, Terragator, Gleaner, We always have some of our cat lineup for the skid steers that are used in the egg market. And it will definitely be a little different being inside. We've been used to being outside and dealing with the wind, the rain, and everything else that comes at us.
Heat once in a while.
And heat.
Freezing cold some other times, yeah.
Sometimes we sell a lot of stocking hats when it's that cold out of our booth. But we're excited to be inside and kind of see what that means for our customers and showcase off the Butler Machinery Arena in the process.
And as I mentioned, there's really a meeting of the minds as much as anything related to what's next, what's around the curve at Big Iron. What most excites you about the the relationship you have with growers, with egg producers right now, and what's next, what's coming in the way of things that make their life easier?
Well, there's no doubt there's going to be a lot of changes in technology and farming. When you look at what happened 25 years ago to now and what the next 25 years is going to bring, precision ag and autonomy in farming, I think, are going to be the biggest things that are ahead of us. And what's that going to mean to a supplier? What's it going to mean to a grower? But it's going to continue to evolve and change because the people side of it has become more complex. Everyone has a hard time finding individuals to operate equipment, whether it's on the construction side or whether on the ag side and on farms. And that's what's going to drive, I think, a lot of changes in technology.
And, you know, machines cost more, and yeah, they have more features on them. But, you know, the grower gets an ROI on those machines, and that precision agriculture that's out there now is, I mean, I don't know that a lot of us understand it that aren't in your world, but to take the same acreage 20 years ago, 10 years ago, to today, to 10 years from now, is incredible when you look at the amount of growth that comes from that level of innovation, correct?
It is. When you look at what's able to be produced out of there, and even this year where you have such a dry year, that change in technology does help them in wet years, dry years. From how the seed is planted to how the fertilizer is delivered to that seed and when it's delivered, it all makes a difference even in drought years. I think even myself, I'm in the business. I don't know enough about it. Luckily, I have a great team around me. But it is really interesting when you get into the science of growing and all the different experiments that are going on right now and looking at changes in technology. And the autonomy piece, I think, is really interesting when you think about potentially planting and no one's in the seat of that tractor.
And you look at the challenges that have come growers' way, most recently this unbelievable drought, extreme drought, record drought, whatever you want to call it, and then couple that with the Trump years when there was disruption to forge new ground and trade deals, you know, and find that there was uncertainty there, yet, you know, it seems to me the investments in agriculture continue to happen despite that uncertainty, don't they? I mean, you're doing well, right?
People are always going to eat food and need food. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world. We'll need to grow food, we'll need to harvest food, and we'll need to make food. So I think it's always a great business to be in. And even with COVID and what we were dealing with a year ago when everybody else was potentially looking at businesses that were slowing down, farmers, no matter what, were going to plant those fields, whether COVID was happening or not. So for us, I'm very grateful for the business that we are in and to be able to share in that with them. But people are always going to eat. I think that's the one given.
We're so excited for Big Iron. We'll be at the Butler Building, right smack dab in the middle of the Big Iron grounds with our friends from Butler Ag and Butler Machinery, and more of our conversation with third-generation leader, family-owned Butler Machinery, talking expansion into the new states, their culture, and Big Iron 2 with Twyla Blotsky after this on What's on Your Mind, the most listened-to radio program on the Northern Plains. Brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better and home cooking with grab-and-go convenience. The 4-for-4 deal, pizza, 2 cookies, pop. Oh, what's not to love at PetroServe USA?
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the communities. Online at abmnow.com.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention at the Remcota Hotel and Conference Center in Bismarck, Wednesday, June 15th and Thursday, June 16th, with a social to follow on Wednesday. Hear what's new with the Bakken. Speakers include Lynn Helms, Director of North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and Ron Ness, President of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. For registration and early bird registration for members and non-members, go to naro-us.org. It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention, June 15th and 16th, in Bismarck.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Back on What's On Your Mind, more of our conversation with Twyla Botsky, the new president of the family-owned Butler Machinery, Butler Ag. Third-generation family member leading that company. Pretty incredible story. And we're looking forward to seeing Twyla, the whole Butler crew out of Big Iron. We'll be there live from Butler Ag, Butler Machinery Exhibit, the big building, the new Butler buildings, right smack dab in the middle of Big Iron all 3 days. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 14th, 15th, and 16th of September, just a couple of weeks away. So really looking forward to that. Should be a lot of fun, and we'll be there broadcasting live. And if you come up and tell us, hey, I stand for the flag, because most of our listeners do, they stand for the flag. That's not like even a real bold statement, but we do. NFL players don't, but we do. You just tell us, hey, I stand for the flag. We're going to throw you one of those brand-new flag hats brought to you by our friends at Labor Masters. Get the quality, reliable help you need today from Labor Masters. That's right. So we'll be there broadcasting live. We'll have the new flag hats. Come on by and see us. Make plans now to be at Big Iron.
Let's talk a little bit about a brand new facility, the purchase of two others, bringing Butler now to 20 locations across four states with a desire to continue to grow your 800-plus member team. You know, some people are shrinking right now. Some people are in a holding pattern. Obviously, Butler is bully for growth. Tell us why.
I play the long game in life, Scott. I think you can't look at what's going on now. You always have to look ahead to the future. And for us, that involves growth. And having additional stores in our footprint gets us closer to some customers we're already selling to. But this will be easier for us to support them for both parts and service, getting a little bit closer to them.
Talk about these markets. Watertown, South Dakota, building purchase there. Sydney, Montana, that's a brand new territory for Butler. And then this state-of-the-art building down in Kearney, Nebraska that's gaining attention. Why those markets?
We've been in Kearney with a very small location, mostly as a parts location, and then resident field techs in the area. We've been growing down in Nebraska, and Kearney is a growing city. And we're finally able to get some land and put together a deal to build a brand new building, very similar to what's going to you see around our territory in Devil's Lake and Huron, Pierre, South Dakota. It'll be almost the same image as those buildings. But for Kearney, it's going to position us in a way different way to serve those customers, having an indoor facility now to bring tractors and combines in to repair them versus having to work in the field all the time. We'll also be expanding the amount of parts inventory we have.
Tell me a little bit about the comparison on those facilities. I mean those states, right? So we always think North Dakota is the biggest deal of all, right? Just because we're North Dakotans. But South Dakota, obviously, Nebraska, Montana, these are also huge egg markets as well. How do you compare them?
It is different. I mean, how they farm is different. I think one of the biggest things that stood out for me going down to Nebraska, up in North Dakota, especially the farther north you go, it is a rush to get that crop off the field. When it's ready, you go, and sometimes you're going 24 hours a day. In Nebraska, they'll harvest, and then when their grain bin, or they don't really have grain bins, when they don't have a place to take it in, then they just stop. And then the crop may sit there for a couple of days, and then they may harvest a little bit more, and then it sits there. The sense of urgency is different based upon their weather. And for us that grew up in North Dakota, that was a bit of a shock to the system.
We don't have that luxury, do we?
No, we don't. When it's ready to go, you need to go.
You mentioned the parts facilities in the new buildings. Just talk a little bit. That obviously comes in the service after the sale culture of Butler as well. But I know Caterpillar has some remanufactured facilities here as well. Just the parts world, tell us a little bit about how that's evolving.
Parts is one of those things that, as I look to the future, I wonder how it's all going to change. You already have 3D printing happening, and they're testing out hardening or baking the part afterwards. I envision a time in the future where you may order a part, and it will be printed on site in a 3D printer and potentially hardened and delivered to the customer. That is one of the things that, as we keep track of the changing technology, I think parts is going to impact us. In the meantime, we're committed to having parts on our shelf and being able to get parts to the customer in a very timely fashion. Our network that we have around the three states and now our 20 locations are interconnected by overnight service. So if we have a part in one location that the other one needs, by the next morning it can arrive to serve that customer in that area.
That's great. Anything else you want to tell us about your tenure now, your leadership as a fourth family member at Butler and what the future looks like?
Well, I'm certainly excited, and definitely my approach as I come in might be a little bit different. I didn't grow up in the iron, operating the iron. I grew up on the numbers side of the business, but for me, it's always been about the people, both from the customer standpoint and from our team at Butler around us. That's what excites me, is seeing them grow and develop. We are now kind of really focusing on the next 15 years and how we develop our people internally to take on bigger and better jobs. So who's going to replace me in 15 years on the executive team? We like to grow from within, and so we're always looking for talented individuals that are driven and humble and want to serve our customers and believe in what we do to join our team.
Fantastic. Twyla, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you at Big Iron.
We will. We'll be out there.
Butler Machinery Arena will be our home for all 3 days of Big Iron. We're looking forward to it. Twyla Blotsky is new in this position, but it's a family tradition for sure, as she's now president and CEO, fourth family member to lead Butler Machinery and Butler Equipment.
All right, rest up, folks. That's a wrap on today's What's On Your Mind. But guess what? We're back to do it all over again tomorrow for the greatest audience radio has ever known. 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 The Flag, and KLTC on our apps, iHeartMedia, on our websites, our social media. We love connecting with you, and we appreciate you very much for listening to What's On Your Mind. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Enjoy your rest today on this Labor Day. Stratacorp is hiring. Don't miss a hiring event Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks and in West Fargo. Strat has been a North Dakota-based family-owned company for more than a century. They're looking for solid people to join the team at Stratacorp. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks at 1600 North 48th Street. In West Fargo, 210 12th Avenue Northwest. On-site interviews. Ask about a $2,500 sign-on bonus for ready-mix drivers. Stratacorp. Hiring. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss it.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique and through years of experience bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.